Howdy, and welcome to episode 16 of Hello Fairview, your local podcast made right here in Fairview for people in Fairview and the surrounding areas. This is a weekly show released every Wednesday featuring stories that aim to inform and inspire. Local radio stations and newspapers don't exist in small towns like ours, so we use Hello Fairview to fill that void with news related to Fairview. This is a value for value podcast, which means you contribute what you can based on the value you receive. This concept was founded by the podfather himself, Adam Curry, and his co-host John C. Dvorak of the No Agenda Show over 18 years ago. Currently, this is just a one-man operation, so if you have any ideas, events, or business opportunities, job openings, please don't hesitate to let me know. Use the contact form on the website, and we'll work on getting those updates out to the next week. You are producer of the show. You are not the product because your time is not being sold to advertisers for value. Some shows will be longer and some will be shorter, but I'll always try to do my best to keep things relevant. Traffic time. Well, normal busy. You can still wait 2 to 5 minutes to make a left-hand turn in the mornings and afternoons. And 100 is still getting some regular work. They're still working to build those culverts east and westbound sides of Cumberland and 100. We're less than 1 year away from that. We also had road closures on Chester Road that were supposed to just be the 26th and 27th, but it looked like it went a little longer because it was still even closed yesterday on the 30th. So as it's reported that it's for drainage, but I wish the city would actually list exactly what's being done and the cost, because otherwise we're just kind of Fairview then and now, and just rumors is all we're getting, because even the post from the city isn't detailed enough to actually do anything. Red light update, we still got 3, right? Old Cox, Publix, and Walmart. Still getting some soon at City Center in Cumberland, but those are going to be months and, I guess, a year out. I haven't seen any extra paving work. It's probably been too cold for City Center to get any of that done. So we'll have to see how that goes. We're growing. Well, city news, there's not really anything posted that much other than the Fairview Fire Department saying be careful on New Year's Eve and don't use sky lanterns because they are banned. Leaf service is still going on right now if you need that. This is the last day, last call to order your picket for the Bowie Nature Park. So make sure you get that, fill out the form, and submit it to the email address on the website. Houses. There are 209 for sale, down from 214 last week. We still have the same most expensive house of $3.495 million on 70 acres and the lowest of $250,000 of no acres in a townhome. So looks like, I guess, things are actually still getting sold and moved and closed or unlisted, I guess, is probably another thing. So you can't really tell some of that. Town meeting updates. So there has been no meeting since the last episode because it is still Christmas break. And so the next meeting is this Friday coming up, which is January 5th at 7 p.m. at the Historical Village. And that's the Parks and Landscape Board, which, based on the last Board of Commissioners and Planning Commission meeting where they came and spoke, there could be some actual activity happening there. There normally is, but it looks like they're going to make some movement there and probably make some of their list and hopefully get that back to the city and they can start doing some stuff. But otherwise, we just got to wait a week or so. January 13th and January 15th is the next Planning Commission and Board of Commissioners meeting. And then from there, it's and then we have the Around Town Coffee on the 14th, and you know, no other things are scheduled after that. The state of Tennessee, most news right now that I was finding is just recapping the year, which would be like way too much for this segment, so we're not going to get into that. But the, you know, Tennessee lawmakers right now are also trying to struggle and I guess to get some stuff done after Trump, President Donald Trump, executive order to loosen some of the cannabis restrictions, which is changing the drug classification. So we'll have to see that. We also talked about it last show and the show before that about some of the new laws related to cannabis in the state of Tennessee. So that's going there. And then it looks like for Governor Bill Lee and the Department of Transportation, Will Reed announced the award of over $42 million in state and federal funds that will support multimodal investments in walking and bike transits in statewide in Tennessee. So I'm sure we'll start to see some of that at the Tennessee House and State as they start allocating those funds in more detail. I couldn't find anything on it. the Bills. Well, nothing is going on here because they be closed. So we'll have to see what they come up with next year. How's the hill? Well, it's definitely passable. We're back to cold. Wow, did we have a snap just a couple days ago with it being in the mid-60s and then to 29 and 20, low 20, mid-20s, I guess, the next morning. The weather guessers are predicting weather at the six, between with the highs in the 60s and 30s with some rain next weekend and the lows ranging from 30 to 50. Winter is, I guess, coming back. We'll see how this goes. It's always a fun time. New businesses and businesses. Nothing new spotted. Ace Hardware still growing. Looks like they slowed down a little bit, obviously, this week. But they're making progress outside. The property on Carr Orthotics, I still haven't been able to find that listing on their own realty website because I'm interested to see how much it is because it's still residential. It hasn't been zoned to commercial, even though it's been set up to be that way. Farmers Market, make sure you go to the Farmers Market every Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Messick Chiropractic and Fairview Fresh Deli Donuts for their life-changing apple fritters located across the road from Publix. There are many good places to get breads, treats, local beef and pork and fruits and vegetables along with some hot sauce, fishing lures, and other holiday gifts this time of year. You'll see some of those holiday gift people kind of trailing off, and obviously it's really cold, so you'll see that kind of also do stuff too. Local business highlight. So brick and mortar, we've got Jade Walk. Jade Walk is our Chinese restaurant that offers authentic and delicious Chinese cuisine right here in Fairview. Jade Walk's convenient location and affordable prices make it a restaurant, a natural choice for eat-in or take-out in Fairview community. Our restaurant is known for its variety of taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. Come and experience our friendly atmosphere and excellent service. They do a great job of service. I can definitely personally vouch for that. And it's easy to order online or on the phone. And their food's fantastic. You will see them also supporting a lot of local events, just like we've talked about Snappies and Kano's and a couple others. They're out there helping our community. So make sure you stop by and get some of their yummy food. Job openings. Well, there is still pretty much the same 29 jobs. Nothing's come on and off that list of things here, right here in Fairview, that range from Walmart to the police officer position to Taco Bell, Pizza Hut. Pretty much every restaurant needs somebody around here, and almost every business that has a storefront needs somebody. So you definitely look at that list. And if you have any other job openings or internships or cool things or opportunities, especially for young people, let us know. And we will put it on the show. History nugget. Well, it is New Year's Eve today on show day, December 31st. So let's talk about New Year's. Civilizations around the world have been celebrating the start of the new year for at least four millennia, so 4,000 years. Today, most New Year's festivities begin on December 31st, New Year's Eve, and the last day of the Gregorian calendar, and continue to the early hours of January 1st, the New Year's Day. Common traditions include, obviously, attending parties, eating special New Year's foods, making resolutions for the next year, and watching fireworks displays. The earliest festivities in honor of a New Year's celebration, pretty much 4,000 years back, all the way back to Babylon and the Babylonians, the first moon following was the vernal equinox, the day late in March when the equal amount of sunlight and darkness heralded as the start of the new year. So the new year for that calendar and those times was related 100% to the moon. They marked this occasion by a massive religious festival called Akitu, derived from Sumerian for the word for barley, which was cut in the spring. That involved a ritual on each that lasted 11 days. From there, in addition, New Year's Atiku was celebrated the mythical victory of the Babylonian sky god Marduk and the evil sea goddess Tiamut, who served an important political purpose. It was the time during the new king was crowned, or the current ruler's divine mandate was kind of renewed. When January 1st became the New Year's Day, this was the early Roman calendar that it consisted of 10 months and 304 days, with each new year beginning in the vernal equinox, which is that moon halfway. According to tradition, it was created by Romulus, the founder of Rome, in the 8th century BC, and later King Numa Pompilius is credited with adding the months of the Januarius and Februarius, which got us to the 12 months instead of the 10 months. Over the centuries, the calendar fell out of sync with the sun, and in 46 BC, Julius Caesar himself decided to solve the problem by consulting the most prominent astronomers and mathematicians of his time. He introduced then the Julian calendar, which closely resembled the modern Gregorian calendar, but used the by most countries today. So you may actually hear a Julian date, which is a sequential number. It's definitely a big thing in the military. In the United States, the most iconic New Year's tradition is dropping of the giant ball in New York's Times Square at the stroke of midnight. Millions of people around the world go to the event in person since 1907. Over time, the ball itself has ballooned from a 700-pound iron and wood orb brightly patterned with 12 feet diameter and now weighing at 17,000 pounds. Various towns and cities across America have developed their own traditions. We have one down here in Broadway of Times Square rituals organizing public items ranging from, possums in Tallapoosa, Georgia at midnight on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve. Upcoming events. Well, nothing really new. We have updated the calendar to have the new Bowie Park calendar for the year. And so this, the 8th, Tuesday, every Tuesday and Wednesday now, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. is Project Feeder Watch to help track birds around there and learn about that. January 8th is Ooey Gooey Amphibians, designed for 7 and under at Bowie Nature Center. So if you got some kids, take them over there. January 13th, 10 to 12 p.m. is the Bowie Scrappers. This is a scrapbooking class where you bring your photos and materials, and the class will help with some tips and tricks and all that. So if you're into scrapbooking, definitely head that out. January 22nd, 2 to 3 p.m. is Herp's Heroes. 8 and over, you'll learn all the forms of lizards and snakes from a herpetologist. January 30th at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. is the Seed Swap. So come and bring and exchange your seeds and cuttings and learn about a little bit about planting for the kids. There are tons of activities and sports here in Fairview to keep your kids engaged. There are some cheer and programs and recreation teams for baseball, basketball, football, and others. There's a thriving Girl Scouts and Scouts BSA programs from your elementary school kids to high school kids. If you have a homeschooler, always check out the Bowie Park schedule, which we just covered, because there's lots of clubs and things that meet there that you can go to. If you have kids that are interested in dance, gymnastics, or cheer, please check out Lala's Dance Studio and Elevate Gymnastics and cheer. Vigilance Martial Arts is our local Taekwondo and Jiu-Jitsu school that teaches you more than moves. The Fairview Jacket Youth Wrestling has a great program when some champions have come from that, and some summer training options, which is really cool. School news. Well, we are still in Christmas break. It is still in full effect. It started on December 18th as the half day, and they don't come back till next Monday, January 5th. Hawk and Tiger news. No news since last week. Falcon news. School is out, so not a lot of news. The Renaissance High School applications are still open for 8th graders till January 7th. On January 15th at 6 p.m., there'll be a meeting about the mechatronics program at the Fairview High School to learn more about this program. If your kids like Adidas, there's still this going on in the fundraiser link. Jacket news. School is still out, so not a lot of news. We still talked about this. I think we've had this on the show for 3 episodes now, but the firearm safety training program and some of the things related to that. So this will be the last time that's on there. Applications for the Innovation Center are available on ClassLink from December 2nd to February 13th, 2026. Senior jackets and rings can still be ordered. On January 28th, there will be an open house at the Entrepreneurship Center at 6 p.m. So if you have a student interested in that, to go to that program in Franklin, definitely do that. They need to be able to drive and get there. And if you have a kid that is driving, then make sure they get their Checkpoints driving training program and get their parking pass. Faith moment. This week, I think about the new year that is coming, which is just a couple hours away, really. This is a great time to look back at your year and the blessings you've had. For some, that may be hard to do as tragedies and turmoil have been part of your 2025. But we know that these pains can turn into greatness in many ways, too. And you have to keep going and following your faith. figured since this is the last show of the year, I would do something different and just read something instead of finding a sermon and playing it. I found a couple New Year's messages and kind of glued them together to try to make something that I think sounds pretty cool and makes sense. So here we go. Can you believe it? We've just celebrated Christmas Day. We're looking at the past year ahead of us and of this new year. This morning, as we reflect upon the new year, I would like to share with you once again a message talking about the new year. I hope that your resolutions will remind us of Christ and your personal relationship and worship with him. As the year draws close, what kind of year has it been for you? Has it been a year to cherish or a year to forget quickly? Whatever year the tone is for us, this week fills us with hope. Hope that the new year will bring us change to us, a chance for a fresh new start and beginning, and that many of us will make New Year's resolutions, pledges, and promises to yourself or to God that you will personally be different this year. This morning, I want to focus on some of, you know, the New Year's resolutions that each of us should consider ourselves, but also delve into that topic. I thought you might enjoy a couple stories of kind of like failed resolutions. So this is a fun story here. A son called his parents to wish him a happy New Year's, and his dad answered the phone. And when his dad asked, "Hey, well, Dad, what's your New Year's resolution?" His dad replied, "To make your mother as happy as I can all year." When his mom got on the phone, he asked again her the same question. His mom replied, "My resolution is to see that your dad keeps his New Year's resolution." Or some of you may have given up on resolutions, taken the same attitude as many characters and cartoons and like Calvin and Hobbes. Like the Calvin and Hobbes story once said, "God put me on this earth to accomplish a certain number of things. Right now I'm far behind, so I will never die." Regardless of your past successes or failures, please give New Year's resolution one more try, but this time realize that keeping the promise is a team effort. Invite the Holy Spirit to join you in this year and don't just do it all on your own. The disciples were also faced with a new day. Their master Jesus had died. Their hopes were crushed. Their dreams were shattered. As per Jesus' instructions, they were assembled in an upper room, knowing that what needed to be done, but lacking both the power and the desire to carry it out. It was here in their doubt that the Holy Spirit entered the picture. Turn to Acts chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. The Holy Spirit has powerfully entered their lives, and they became bold preachers of the gospel. Jesus spoke of the same Holy Spirit in John chapter 4, verse 26, when he said, "But when the Father sends the Counselor as my representative, and by the Counselor I mean the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything, and I will remind you of everything I myself have told you." As we contemplate a New Year's resolution, we must do so realizing we cannot be successful in keeping it apart from God. John 15:15 says, "Apart from me, you can do nothing, and I am clearly God, so you are not alone." Clearly, with these thoughts in mind, I would offer you some good resolutions to consider. First, find time for God. Build a personal relationship with Christ. In the course of each day, make time to spend with God creatively. I've been saying this for a long time, but write, make something happen. Write it down. Actually put it on your calendar. What are the odds that it just increases? Look at your day. Where can you make an appointment to spend a little time? Then write it down. Find that time slot. Use your phone. Use the technology. Invite Jesus to meet you. In this time, you can read your Bible, read an inspirational magazine or book, pray, sing, walk, journal. How boring are our friendships where we are to do the same thing every time we are together? So do something. Also, start with short amounts of time. Don't try to do 2 hours of praying and meditating or something like that. Use exercise principles. If you spend an hour exercising in the beginning, you will be too sore to exercise at all the next day. Remember, you found this place in the weight room, and if you come in there and you work at it and the resolution of muscle man, you'll go to the gym and you'll see someone working out and I can do it, and then you're going to realize you can't unless you put the work in for years. So this is where you need to pace yourself with Jesus and meet him for 1 minute a day rather than 20 minutes a day of each year. So hopefully that was good. That was kind of all over the place a little bit, but it was something that I came up with and found here. So donations. The donations front's nothing new from Fountain. We still have to get some of the payment stuff done. But, you know, you can always click in the Fountain app. If you're not using a modern podcast app like Fountain or Podverse, you're definitely missing out because you're not seeing the chapters. You're also not being updated as soon as this show is uploaded. So there's a lot of things there. There's monthly supporter options. There's also, if you ever donate over $19.59, we will shout you out as a supporter because that was the year we were founded. So just be a producer, help subscribe. And lastly, as we close, thank you. If you found this podcast helpful, thank you. Please support the show with your time, talents, and treasure. If you have any ideas or suggestions, please share it with us. You're a producer of the show. Talent, if you have skills that could show that help us and help Fairview, help us. Treasure, if you're receiving this product, you are receiving this product for free without any paid advertisement. You're getting truly local news. And if that's worth something, please considering us, supporting us financially using a value for value system so that we can do more. Just maybe a cup of coffee worth of donation. Nothing crazy here. Please follow us on social media and hellofairview.com. And a lot more things are coming. Y'all have a great day and an awesome new year. Thank y'all.